Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion, Coffee with Ann. This morning, around sunrise, I sat on the deck, and as I enjoyed my coffee, I honestly marveled at the beauty of the sun breaking through the gorgeous color of the trees. I had pretty much given up on a colorful fall until this morning, and it seemed all the leaves had come to life in beautiful shades of yellow, gold, and red. Perhaps you have enjoyed them with your coffee as well. This morning I start with some verses of reassurance. Ephesians 6, 10 and 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. In John 12:47. Peace I give you. My peace I leave with you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. There are so much about this life we don't understand. So much we find ourselves struggling with. These last months, Nicholas and family have had to face almost daily struggles, trying so hard not to anticipate the future and facing each trial as best they could one day at a time, one moment at a time. Putting fragile faith in prayers and hope for a better future for Nicholas. Faith can be fragile, and yet, it is the most powerful thing we have. The anguish of watching someone you love with your heart and soul fight so hard to beat the evil of cancer or any other trial of life is all-consuming. In the dark places, the Lord's love does shine through. His power, His consuming love for us, all shines through the darkness. I wrote that passage weeks ago, and in complete contrast to Mondays ago, Nicholas rang the bell at Scottish Rite Children's Hospital. Nicholas and family were met with cheers from 30 or so staff, balloons and decorations, and then a song accompanied by the music teacher who had worked with Nicholas on guitar these last 5 months. 5 months with a total of 5 weeks at home. Ringing the bell is literally the moment a cancer patient has ended chemo treatment. The cancer is gone or is in remission and they are discharged from the hospital or treatment center. It is a celebration, a joyful, grateful moment marking the end of chemo. There is a bell the size of an old-time school bell that is hanging just outside the doors of the fifth-floor patient rooms at Scottish Rite. It is a bell of hope, determination, a reminder that one is on the road to remission, a return to your life. I think we all need a bell in our lives, a bell to ring when the various crises in our lives come to an end after weeks, months, perhaps years of praying and worrying through a difficult time, a bell to mark the moment you see the end of the dark tunnel and the light shining, knowing the situation is moving to resolution. This is Nicholas's story. We each have our own times of darkness, worry, pain, for ourselves or those we love. Some of the stories in our lives end with joy ringing the bell, but some leave us with loss and grief. The big question is always, why? I certainly have no answer. But I do know, I am so, so grateful for the love, the comfort of the Lord walking with me, with Nicholas, and those I pray for, holding our hand, giving us strength and comfort in the dark times. Ephesians 6:10-11. Fight with faith. The armor of God is our faith, our trust that the Lord is holding our right hand and never, never lets go. So, hold on tight as He holds onto you. Let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, thank you for your reassurances in the Scripture and in our lives. Help us to take time to reflect on how you have been and are working in our lives. Sometimes when a problem shows up, we get so wrapped up that we forget all the times you have stood by us, met our needs, and walked us through an event when we didn't even realize it. Help us to notice that our faith in your love, your presence, will be strengthened. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Thank you for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.